And now to the story of the most famous life scientist you've probably never heard of. His name is Feng Zheng, and by any measure, prizes, papers, impact, he's a science superstar, one of the most inventive biological engineers in the world. He's made discoveries that have helped lead to two major advances, one in brain science, another CRISPR, the breakthrough method for editing genes. And he's 36. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg has this profile of a scientist who wants to change the world.
When Feng Zheng was 11 years old, his parents, both computer scientists, decided the American style of education would work better for him than the schools in China. Less rote learning, more hands-on.
Because I like to take things apart and break things, it would be better for me to be in a system where I'm not so confined to a specific type of learning.
Zheng didn't speak any English when his mother first brought him to Des Moines, Iowa in 1993. But he quickly impressed Ed Pilkington, a former science teacher who coordinated the high school Gifted and Talented program. He wasn't just intelligent. He had unstoppable drive.
And that's unique. I've seen students that test better than him. Not everybody is able to fail 20 experiments and then get up and then come up with something brilliant.
Zheng was soon ready for more than just classroom science. So when he was 16, he volunteered at a local gene therapy lab.
One of the very first experiments I did was to put a green fluorescent protein into a cell. And then the cell glowed green, and I thought that was magical.
And that green glowing cell was part of the gene therapy lab's effort to find new treatments for cancer.
And so to realize that you can actually build biological things that can help people. Yeah.
Zheng went to Harvard on full scholarship and then to Stanford for grad school, where he helped develop a brain science breakthrough, optogenetics, which lets researchers control neurons with light.
Feng looks around the natural world in a way that you might call almost childlike. He has kept the ability to be fascinated by everything.
Eric Lander is the director of the Broad Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Zheng is a scientist.
So when he looks at a new bacteria or some new biological process, he says, wow, that's so neat. How could I make use of that? How does it work? How might I deploy it?
And that's what Zheng did with CRISPR. He and others found a way to take a sort of a molecular scissors that existed in nature and engineer it into something incredibly useful to humans, an easier way to edit genes. In early 2013, Zheng published a pivotal paper showing how CRISPR could be developed to edit genes in animal and plant cells. Since then, CRISPR has been turbocharging research on cancer and malaria and genetic diseases around the world. Clinical trials that use CRISPR to correct genetic diseases are expected to begin this year.
So we're going to lab now, and this is where we do all of our experiments with cells and proteins and animals.
One of Zheng's top goals is to tackle brain disease because friends in college suffered severe mental illness.
It turns out that to correct the DNA in brain cells is fairly challenging. And so some of the recent work that we have been doing have been shifting away from DNA and moving into the RNA space.
With CRISPR expected to be worth billions to for-profit companies, Zheng has been embroiled in a patent fight that's been called the Biotech Battle of the Century. It's an East Coast-West Coast conflict between the Broad and the University of California at Berkeley. Berkeley biologist Michael Eisen is definitely in the West Coast camp, but he gives Zheng kudos, if with a slight edge.
He's incredibly good at scouring the obscure literature in the field and finding little pieces of things that can help them and then pouncing on them. He's sort of brutally efficient almost.
And Zheng's work on CRISPR is a story of sharing as well as conflict. Through a local nonprofit, he has sent out the bits of DNA that other academic researchers need to work on CRISPR to more than 2,000 labs in 62 countries.
I think when I was growing up, my mother would always tell me you should try to do something that's useful and good for the world. And sharing is a way to be able to do good for the world.
Zheng has been donating chunks of his prize money, about $1.5 million over the last couple of years, to groups that support science education. And he's on many a shortlist for the Nobel as well. Broad Institute Director Eric Lander says if there's one key to Zheng's meteoric rise in science, it's that he's having fun.
The joy that comes from learning something about nature. That's why scientists do science. And Fung does that so obviously. You can see that joy in his face as he does it.
For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.